For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. As you know by now, Sunday in primetime, the Pats faced the Seahawks for the first time since the thrilling finish to Super Bowl 49. Although both teams have undergone considerable changes in the 21 months since Malcolm Butler's historic heroics, much is the same as Seattle prepares for its first visit to Foxborough since 2004. As first-place teams, they remain among the league's best, seemingly bound for the postseason yet again under respective head coaches Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll. Once again, Tom Brady confronts a star-laden Seahawks defense, adept at turning the ball over, with the likes of Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas patrolling the secondary, while linebacker Bobby Wagner and defensive end Cliff Averill wreak havoc up front. In addition, on Sunday night, Seattle should welcome back another premier defender, recently injured safety Cam Chancellor.
It's a very sound defense. They don't give up anything, and that's why you can play that style. There's no voids in zones. There's no voids in the running game. It's hard to throw the ball on these guys. I think they all play very aggressively.
As in the recent past, the Patriots' defense must contend with the Seahawks' dynamic quarterback Russell Wilson, who again proved mobile in Monday's win over Buffalo after being slowed by early season knee and ankle injuries.
You want to be aggressive, but knowing that he can do pretty much whatever he wants as far as breaking the pocket, running to run, running to throw. But he's really best at sitting in there and making all the tough throws, which makes him so dangerous.
The challenge of containing Wilson is compounded by the difficulties of covering receiver Doug Baldwin, as well as tight end Jimmy Graham, the ex-Saints Pro Bowler, who embodies one of the biggest and most dangerous differences in this year's Seattle offense, and that which faced the Patriots in February of 2015.
He's still one of the better tight ends in the NFL, one of the top tight ends, so we got to go out there and play well against him and try to make everything tough. I mean, he's going to probably make some plays out there because he's a good player, but we got to just make it tough for him for 60 minutes.
Despite their struggle on the ground most recently against the Bills, rushing for just 33 yards overall, the Seahawks will likely look to get their traditionally strong running game in gear against New England, while continuing to generate big plays on special teams, including the work of exciting kick returner Tyler Lockett.
He's proven himself to be one of the best returners in our league. He's done it from day one as a rookie last year. And Coach Schneider, who I played for at UCLA, he has a great mind for the kicking game. So he makes him go. At the end of the day, he's got the ability, he's got the confidence in what he's doing back there, and he does a heck of a job for him.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.